The name Carlos Villa is not widely known outside of contemporary art circles, but the late Filipino-American visual artist had an outsized impact on dozens of younger artists who had him as a teacher or a mentor. NPR's Chloe Veltman visited the Asian Art Museum in San Francisco, where a Villa retrospective is underway, and caught up with some of his proteges.
Exhibition co-curator Mark Johnson tells this story.
So in 1958, when Carlos was a new student at the California School of Fine Arts, he went to one of his teachers, Walt Kuhlman, and asked him where he could learn about art of the Philippines and Filipino-American artists, and his teacher said to him, "There isn't any."
That inspired Carlos Villa to become not just an artist, but someone who helped other artists of color.
And his whole career was trying to focus on filling in that story, both for himself and for artists in the future.
He also became a teacher, a professor at the San Francisco Art Institute for 40 years. A few years before he died in 2013, Villa told students there he always considered the classroom as a place not for professorial lectures, but rather for open-ended inquiry.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm having a conversation with you guys.
The Carlos Villa retrospective can be seen as a continuation of that conversation. It includes the artist's paintings and installations exploring multiculturalism, decolonization, and Filipino identity, like his series of large spray-painted canvases with animal bones attached and his resplendent feathered capes. The exhibition also features pieces by some of Villa's younger protégés, like former students Michael Arcega and Paolo Asuncion.
Yeah, so if you're inspired to sing, we love group sing.
The two San Francisco Bay Area-based artists recently DJed a karaoke night at the museum. The artists tricked out a vintage motorcycle and sidecar, a typical way Filipinos get around, with sparkly lights, bright pom-poms, and a karaoke machine. Some people sat on the motorcycle or in the sidecar to sing. The fantastical contraption, which sometimes tools around the Bay Area, is in the exhibition, and it's delightful. But Arcega, who's Filipino-American, says behind the fun is a serious political message.
To mark a space for Filipino-Americans to signal out there that we are around, present.
Arcega says this use of art as literally a vehicle for increasing Filipino visibility is something he learned from Carlos Villa. His professor often spoke about how everyday life on the streets can be an inspiration for art.
I came into visual arts through graffiti art and have kind of carried that pride because of Carlos to this project.
New York-based Filipino-American artist Paul Pfeiffer was another student of Villa's. He says his mentor worked to increase the visibility of artists of color in the white-dominated art world through organizing a slew of landmark conferences starting in the 1970s.
It felt like the first time that I was seeing a kind of conversation about art and art history that felt like it included me.
Villa's activism lit a fire under him. Today, he's internationally known as a political artist. Pfeiffer's work is in the collection of the Guggenheim Museum in New York, and he's appeared in the Whitney Biennial. Pfeiffer's video installation at the Asian Art Museum shows a boxing match where one of the contenders is Manny Pacquiao, a famous prize fighter turned politician, and the other one has been erased. So what you see is this man fighting against himself, beating himself up. It's about the Filipino body under assault, battling against invisible forces. Pfeiffer says Villa helped to shape his political awakening.
He opened the door. He clued me into it.
He exposed me to a different way of thinking about how to be an artist beyond just your immediate self, how you connect with other people.
Los Angeles-based artist Rianne Estrada says another of Villa's superpowers was bringing young artists together to create things, like the surrealist art collective she's a part of, Mail Order Brides. Estrada says the Brides came into being when Villa casually introduced her to fellow Filipina-American artists Eliza Barrios and Jennifer Wofford. That was nearly 30 years ago, and Estrada says they're still going strong.
Sometimes we jokingly refer to ourselves as Carlos's angels because there are three of us, and he's like our padrino, kind of our godfather.
The Brides multimedia installation at the Asian Art Museum playfully pays tribute to their padrino. Villa's kindly mustachioed face beams from a video screen as footage on nearby screens shows Estrada, Barrios and Wofford heavily made up and wearing egg yolk-coloured aprons, bumbling cartoonishly around a kitchen making the traditional Filipino breakfast dish silog.
even after decades of working together, we're still a bunch of slightly wacky ladies wearing granny panties and egg aprons.
Estrada says, though Via pushed for change in the art world, he would be proud to know some things stay the same. Chloe Veltman, NPR News, San Francisco.